getting to meet these families and to be there for these families and just get to know them. It's just a fabulous experience. So, and if you have not updated your background check in the past 2 years, we will need that. So if you see an email come from Ms. Pat, that means that we need an updated background check on you. So please consider volunteering. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shannon. There are a lot of important announcements in your Go and Serve, and I get the opportunity right now to do something I had not anticipated. You'll notice the very first announcement in your Go and Serve is that we received a new member this past week, and normally we do that on Sunday, but the person we received is not typically in a health situation where he can attend worship with us, so I went ahead and received him, and as it has turned out, George is here today, so I want to let you be sure to see. George, good to see you. I told him ahead of time, I said, if you're still here when we start, I'm going to point you out to everybody. So welcome. I also got word today that Paul Austin is in the hospital, so please remember and keep him in your thoughts and prayers. He had a little minor surgery on Friday, and apparently something didn't go right or whatever, so this morning they took him, and they are going to admit him. So please keep he and Lucy and the rest of his family in your prayers. And I want to give you a brief update on Amanda. She was hoping to be here today, but her pain level and uncomfortableness and mobility was still limited a bit, so it was not quite ready for that. She does have an appointment with a doctor on September 5th, which I think is, what, Thursday? Yeah, something like that. And as soon as that happens, we'll know then where we go and what do we do from here. So that's what we know. And I think that's really all I need to say, so let's begin our worship. Let's prepare for our worship. There you go. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the strength of our ancestors, the host of this meal, the builder of the city that is to come. If we have died with Christ, we will also live with Christ. Let us confess our sin to the one who is faithful. God, our helper, we confess the many ways we have failed to live as your disciples. We have not finished what we began. We have feasted with friends but ignored strangers. We have been captivated by our possessions. Lift our burdens, gracious God. Refresh our hearts and forgive our sin. Raise us to the new life you have chosen for us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. There is rejoicing in heaven when sinners repent. Put your trust in these promises. God will never leave you or forsake you. You who were lost have been found. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Rejoice with the angels at this good news. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you resist those who are proud and give grace to those who are humble. Give us the humility of your Son, that we may embody the generosity of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Hey guys, save room for me. You're so happy you're 12. Yeah. She had a birthday this week. She's 12. I'm going to tell you what this is. Yes. Thought we had one more coming. Is Charlotte coming? Okay, Charlotte's coming. Hang on. Just be a pain. You're 12. Yay. I wish I was 12. Yay. See this? Do you know what this is? Invitation. In fact, it happens to be Jordan's mom's wedding invitation. How about that? And Nancy had borrowed it to show you the wedding invitation. Yeah. Have you ever gotten invitations to a party? Yeah. You've gotten a lot. Yeah. Yeah. Invitations are neat. And that's what this is. This is an invitation saying, y'all come. And the thing is, when I went to this wedding, did they tell me where I had to sit? No, I could sit pretty much anywhere where I wanted. Some parties, they have important people who come. You get to sit at the front table. You get to sit at this special place. Or you get to sit there. But at this wedding, and at most weddings I go to, it's just, you sit with everybody welcome and invited, and it's a wonderful feeling. Yes, Cece.
Guess what I got for my birthday?
What'd you get for your birthday?
They got me fake nails.
Fake nails. Good.
And I got something else.
You have a party.
Me, me, daddy, and my dad.
But kind of a party, yeah.
My mommy and Mike drinks.
Yep. Tea.
Banana.
And Nana too. All right. Got this invitation. That every
Sunday,
we don't hand you invitation paper, but you are invited to come to a party. That's the party we have right up here at the altar, where we have communion. And you know what? We don't everybody comes up, and everybody kneels wherever they want to kneel. That's a special welcome. Your birthday's great, and chocolate ice cream, that's great, but you know what? Nothing tastes as good to our hearts as the bread and wine that we get right here at communion. When we're kneeling around that rail, we can remember we've all been invited, and we are all welcome to God's, we're all welcome, and that's what I want you to remember, okay? All right, let's pray. All right, gracious God, we give you thanks for your grace to all of us. Thank you for welcoming us to your table. Thank you for the love you give.
Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
The first reading is a reading from Proverbs. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great, for it is better to be told, "Come up here," than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. The word of the Lord. The second lesson is a reading from Hebrews. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured as though you yourself were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled. For God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. For he has said, "I will never leave you or forsake you." So we can say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me?" Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, give this person your place, and then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. The Gospel of the Lord.
To you, O Christ.
Writer and NPR commentator Heather King, a recovering alcoholic who has come to faith in Christ, reflected on her initial experience with the church. She writes, my first impulse was to think, my goodness, I don't want to get sober, or in the case of the church, worship with these nutcases. In other words, people with different politics, tastes in music, food, books, or whatever. Nothing shatters our egos like worshiping with people we did not hand pick. The humiliation of discovering that we are thrown in with extremely unpromising people. People who are broken, misguided, wishy-washy, out for themselves. People who are us. But we don't come to church to be with people who are like us in the way we want them to be. We come because we have staked our souls on the fact that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And the church is the best place, the only place to be while we all struggle to figure out what that means. We come because we'd be hard-pressed to say which is the bigger of the two scandals of God, that he loves us or that he loves everyone else. Maybe that was the most significant takeaway from the meeting we had this past Tuesday night, the night of listening and conversation. Amid the divergent viewpoints, what became clear was that we are a family of believers gathered who love this church. This ragtag group of nutcases who have been called together here with the biggest nutcase of all standing right up here. Now it's time for us to build on that and to rebuild on that. For you see, our family can experience healthy brokenness of opinions without breaking.
As we rebuild our trust in the church, let's remember that we are a family and the love we have for each other. As we rebuild our relationships with each other amid disagreements, let's remember the love we have for each other. As we rebuild our discernment of our mission and who we are to be as God's people, let's remember that we are a people of love together. That's the thing about a family. You know from your own experience that families can have differing opinions, but they still love one another. And they still come together over a meal. That was the other takeaway I had from the meeting this past Tuesday night. I heard a lot of frustration about the language of the ELCA statement on being a sanctuary church body. I heard a lot of frustration about the process of how the decision happened. But what I didn't hear was much disagreement about the content of the statement itself. What the statement says is that no matter what the solution is regarding our borders, right now there are people there who need compassion and care. And as the church, that's what we do. That's who we are. And I think that's our second way forward for our family. First, we remember that we are a family of people who love this church and each other. And secondly, no matter our differences of opinion, we are called to reach out in compassion and care to those in need, no matter who they are. That's what the writer of Hebrews was talking about in our reading today. Let mutual love continue, he writes. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them. Those who are being tortured as though you yourselves were being tortured. And although the text doesn't say this in words, I think it's fair to extend it to say, remember those who are immigrants as though you were an immigrant too. Remember those who are, insert your own group of people in need, as though you were a member of that group too. And what's so wonderful and full of wonder is that our family does that so often and so well, even in times that might make us uncomfortable. We might argue about words and process, but when it comes to actually reaching out and caring for those in need, few congregations can hold a candle to you. We can celebrate your compassion, your generosity, your willingness, eagerness even, to stretch to offer the love of Christ. As we build and rebuild together on that, that's only one of many things about this church that we can celebrate and lift up. You know the scandal that God loves you and that God loves everyone else too. Tuesday night, after the meeting, when Nan and I got home, we went out on our deck to spend time with our dogs, Chance and Angel. It had rained at some point, and while Chance goes into his shelter if that happens, Angel never does. She just gets wet. As Nan and I were reflecting on the meeting, we suddenly noticed that Chance was licking all over Angel, caring for her, cleaning the rainwater off of her. He didn't just make a few cursory licks, no. It went on and on as he worked to care for her and make things better for her. We had never seen him do that before. Angel sat there while he did it. And then, as he finished, she turned and began to lick him as a way to say thank you. Nan looked at me and said, "Look, even the dogs know how to care for each other. You do too. You do too. We are Redeemer, a family of loving people together. We are Redeemer, a family earnestly seeking where the Holy Spirit leads us in mission. We are Redeemer, a family generously reaching out in love and compassion. We are Redeemer, with the love of Christ reaching into our lives and calling us to be a family together, united in and by the love of Christ. And in our brokenness, we know that Christ is broken for us. In love, the body of Christ is given for you. In love, the blood of Christ is given for you. For each, for all. That's the scandal of God's love. The table is ready. Family, come. Taste and see that the Lord is good." Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. We thank you now and always that you are eager to be in relationship with us and that you hear our prayers and concerns. Be near to us always, Lord God, and help us to draw near to you. Lord, in your mercy. God of compassion, God of understanding, God of peace, bring all those gifts to our congregation now. Our family has been stirred over concerns and issues, and we pray that you will be among us. Help us to accept that your church is large enough to allow for differing opinions and still be your church. Help us to listen to each other with love, seeking not to prove that we are right, but to understand and respect those who differ from us. Help us also to listen to the urgings of your Holy Spirit within us. Restore us, O God. Remind us that the many things that unite us are much greater than those few things that divide us. Remind us that we are one family in need of your love and grace and united in your love and grace. Lord, in your mercy, life-giving God, all we have and all we are come from you. Strengthen and renew those who are sick or sorrowed or suffering in any way. Give comfort and aid to those suffering natural disasters and violence. Bless all your people of God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, loving God, you welcome us with a love that knows no end. Lead us now in lives that are responsive to your great love, lives that reach out in welcome to others, lives that live caring for others as you would care for them. Lead us in sacrificial love for each other as you have shown us how. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with
you. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. God, our provider, we bring nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it, except the gifts you have first given us, which bring them to your table, and with them the offering of our lives. Nourish us now with the life that really is life. Reveal to us in Jesus Christ,
our Savior and Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Night when he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. God of blessing, at this table we have seen face to face, and in the gift of Christ's body and blood, our hearts have been refreshed. Send us now to shine with your goodness and to hear the witness to the one we have received, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.